Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat, 636 and a quarter down 10. December, 648 and a half down 11 and a quarter. Soft September wheat, 553 and three quarters down 7 and three quarters. December, 570 down 9. September corn, 355 and three quarters, down 3 3/4. Now it's down 4. December, 366 and a half, down 4 3/4. July, 394 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. August soybeans, 1272 up 22. September, 1106 and a quarter, up 7. November, 1077 down 1. August soybean meal, 395.70 up 5.10. September soybean meal, 366.80 up to 70. August soybean oil, 35.59 down 3. September, 35.45 down 25. August live cattle, 152.62 and a half down 292 and a half. August feeders are 215.32 and a half. They're down $3. August lean hogs, 114.75 down 47 and one half.
Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get to the grains, I suppose a word or two about livestock is appropriate given the hard slide we've seen in the last several sessions.
Yeah, and we've had, you know, historically high prices. And so with the end of summer coming, Dave, and we're getting closer and closer to that last summer holiday, the market was, you know, probably for the last several weeks in a mindset that you needed to keep feeding the bull. And what we got instead this week with the sanctions announced by Russia, even though the amount, the physical amount or dollar amount is not that tough to deal with when it comes to the United States and lost business, in my opinion anyway, I think that the market did not only not see feeding the bull, they saw the bear get fed, and it gave an extra reason for fund liquidation to start. And once it started, the technicals kicked into gear. Now, I will say, tracking the box beef prices this week, they've been and remain very, very strong. And I would suspect that if we come off limit down in the feeder cattle today, we might be trying to carve out a low as we get into next week's trade.
All right, then let's turn our attention to the grains side. And we'll start with the August soybeans, that because it just sticks out like a sore thumb at 1272 up 22. Seems to me there are shorts who are stuck.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We've got a situation where you get August 14th as the last trading day, so we're getting closer and closer within a week now of the last trading day for August contract. And you also had some fresh export sales today. I also suspect, Dave, because the buy signal started to be stimulated earlier this week in the August-November bean spread, that we've seen another round of buying of that bull spread, mainly on the weather. And I think the trade is probably wisely coming into this market today, buying beans in the front end, and that way they're not getting caught with long positions as we get to next Tuesday's report. So you've got fresh demand, you've got thin August trade, but I think most importantly, you've got a technical bull spread that says it's okay to step in here, and fundamentally you're running for a little bit of cover because you're not buying new crop ahead of a USDA report that could show quite a big increase in supply, whether it's for corn or for beans, but you're staying out of the new crop nonetheless.
What happens to that spread when August goes off the board next week?
Well, theoretically, with the tightness of the stocks and with September beans trading a dollar, roughly $1.62 or $1.66 underneath the August contract, theoretically the September would move up to the August. And so this is where, for that to happen fundamentally, not only do you need to have weather remain dry in the eastern and northern corn belt, north central corn belt, north and eastern corn belt, but you also probably need to see the bean harvesting down south, i.e. Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, maybe find some problems, whether it's due to wet weather or whatever that may be, then you start to put together a fundamental justification, especially after the USDA report numbers are known, that the September can go up to where the August went off the board. But you're not in a market situation where once the August goes off the board, the September and the November fall flat on their face. And I say that because of what we just talked about, and also the weekly chart, the weekly continuation chart for soybeans, is giving its first good buy signal since probably going back to maybe April, March time period.
The weather event this week, and it's concluding over on the eastern side of the Corn Belt. It might have moved through Ohio. I haven't looked at the map this morning. Has not broken the market.
No, and it probably not broken it higher, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't, because I think, you know, when it comes to the corn and wheat, the export sales report yesterday and the lack of fresh wheat news to stimulate the bulls and the geopolitical risk premium is not there. I think it's important to also realize that the Russian ruble did close at an all-time low last night. That just makes Russian wheat that much more cheap when it comes to selling it on the open market. So I think the story is still unfolding, though, Dave, because the European Commission has said that they are not going to meet over these sanctions and look at retaliation until next week. So we'll have a lot on our plates next week between the August going off the board in soybeans and in meal, and then the USDA supply-demand report, and then what happens between Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of chatter in the marketplace. Throw the reports on Tuesday on top of that, weather maps later into the week, particularly as they relate to soybeans. What do we know? What do we need to know that's important to pay attention to, and what do we put aside as less important?
Well, I think one of the stress points to that I tried to stress on the Commodity Week program coming out today that we taped a little bit earlier is the idea that technicals look very good. Commodity index technicals, outright weekly chart technicals, and the grains look good. The geopolitical tensions are back in the market. And so now all we're waiting on is the USDA report. And if the USDA report is not excessively bearish for the corn market, I think this is where the weather, if it remains dry for the Eastern Corn Belt through the middle end of next week, yield is being lost based upon clients I'm talking to. And so you do have a recipe for getting a short covering rally out of this market as we go into mid-August, with beans leading and corn not fighting it. But the message is really it's up to the USDA, because I think there's true fear in the market right now. The USDA is going to come in with a whopper of a number and really put the can on the potential rally and the feed the bear, essentially, and do what it has been doing in the wheat market all year long, essentially.
Do you believe the corn crop is, from a trade perspective, with those 174s and 5s and 6s, is as big as the crop can potentially get?
I do, but I think this is where the trade doesn't see it that way, because the trade is still stuck in a negative demand bias. Both wheat and corn have a negative demand bias, and that supply is getting bigger than demand. And you've got a negative feedback loop in the demand side right now, where the end users are saying, why should I go more than just in time and hand to mouth when you've got this massive crop coming? And what we need is the market to see that the massive crop is not as big. And then, and that's only going to come from USDA at this time of the year before we get in the combines, but then if that would happen, then you could turn that negative feedback loop into a positive feedback loop where end users actually extend coverage because of weather, because of geopolitics, and because the supply wasn't bigger, so they get a little bit more nervous. And you shift the momentum from the being a buyer's market to more even to almost to maybe a little bit more to a seller's market like we've been used to the last 3 years.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics out of Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace: September corn is 356 down 3.5. December 367 and a quarter down 4. March 380 down 4.25. And July at 395 is down 4.25. August soybeans 1270 up 20. September 1107 and a half up 8.25. November 1078 and a half up 1/2. August soybean meal, $395.70 up 5/10. August soybean oil, $35.59 down 3. And August lean hogs, $114.77.5 down 45. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.